Welcome to the Automated Daily, Tech News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 23rd, 2024, and I'm your host, Trend Teller. Let's dive into the latest happenings in the world of technology. First up, a significant development in display technology. Quantum dot electroluminescent, or QDEL, is poised to revolutionize our screens. Developed by Nanosys, this technology, also known as nano-LED, promises wider color spaces, increased brightness, and resistance to burn-in issues, all without the need for a backlight. It's not just about better TVs and PC displays. This could change the game in automotive displays, too. Keep an eye out. We might see these in the market by 2026. Moving on to software licensing, there's a common misconception about copyleft licenses being restrictive. In reality, they're designed to ensure more freedom compared to permissive licenses by requiring reciprocity. This means they actually offer a protective measure against the monopolistic tendencies of corporations over software users. In AI news, Microsoft has just rolled out a new AI model, Phi 3 Mini, tailored for businesses with limited resources. This compact powerhouse excels in language, coding, and math, and is now available on platforms like Azure and Hugging Face. It's a part of Microsoft's broader push to make sophisticated AI tools more accessible. Website owners, listen up. A critical security flaw in the WordPress Forminator plugin could put your site at risk. This vulnerability allows for malware uploads and data breaches. Although a patch is available, it's a stark reminder of the importance of regular updates to safeguard your digital presence. In smart home news, Home Assistant is making big moves by joining the Open Home Foundation. This shift aims to combat surveillance capitalism and enhance user privacy and choice in smart homes. With plans to sell a new smart home hub and develop a voice control device, Home Assistant is gearing up to challenge mainstream options like Amazon Alexa and Google Home. On the biotech front, a startup named Profluent is using AI to design new gene editors based on CRISPR technology. This could lead to more precise and efficient treatments for genetic diseases, showcasing the incredible potential of AI in medicine. A recent survey highlights a growing trend. Over half of Americans now use ad blockers, primarily to protect privacy and improve browsing speed. This is especially common among tech professionals, underscoring a widespread caution about online tracking and data collection. Lastly, Meta is expanding its VR ecosystem. They've announced that their Meta Horizon OS will be available to third-party manufacturers like Lenovo and Asus. This could shake up the VR market, Vestum. Much like Android did with smartphones, it's a bold move to foster a more diverse range of VR devices. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily Tech News Edition. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to stay curious and keep exploring the ever-evolving world of technology. Catch you in the next episode.